From Michigan Radio, this is Lester Graham with Michigan Watch. While the central business districts in Detroit are seeing the beginnings of a resurgence, the neighborhoods are lagging behind. People who live in the city need jobs. To get them, many need new skills. In this second of a series of reports for the Detroit Journalism Cooperative, we'll continue following a student who is trying to get the training she needs to help her family. In the first report, yesterday, I introduced you to Fatima Mixon. She's been studying at Focus Hope to become a machinist. A few weeks after I first met her at the school, I visited Mixon and her family at home. It was just after a big snowstorm in Detroit, and Fatima's youngest, Mikkel, was shoveling the snow outside. He let me know I'd found the right place. I climbed the off-kilter concrete stoop to the house they rent, and inside, Fatima's daughter, Kyra, was curled up near a space heater. Now, she's in high school, so that's old enough to have some opinions, right? So I asked her what she thought about her mom's decision to take classes to help her get back into the workforce.
I think it's a good idea that she should do it, and I think she will get the job.
Fatima hasn't held a job for several years. She's been a stay-at-home mom. Her oldest, Kevin, has a bit of a dry wit. When I asked the 19-year-old about his mom getting back into the workforce, he looked at her and smiled a little mischievously.
Finally. It's been a while for her. I'm proud of her. She actually stuck to something. And as she's about to complete it, I might actually buy her something to eat.
Kevin is working and attending Henry Ford Community College. He had been going to Notre Dame on a football scholarship.
But we had some financial problems, so I ended up having to come back home and go to Henry Ford.
It turns out playing football for the Fighting Irish didn't cover everything. Fatima says they didn't realize that.
Well, the scholarship, kind of messed up. It wasn't a full scholarship. And so when it came to our end to be able to pay, we couldn't afford it. It was like $400 a month, couldn't afford it.
She'd like to see Kevin eventually go to Wayne State University, and she worries that if her son keeps working to support the family, it'll make it difficult for him to get there. So she hopes to make enough to let him hit the books without the distraction. When we visited that day, Fatima was getting close to finishing her classes at Focus Hope. She was hoping the training would mean a decent job soon.
I've been putting in a lot of applications everywhere. I've heard a few things back, but nothing really solid. So hopefully real soon I'll be working.
In the meantime, she and her three kids are living with her mother. Myra Mixon is 56. She'd been the primary wage earner for the family, but a couple of years ago, she got COPD, a respiratory illness. She now relies on an oxygen tank.
Right, and I now currently get disability, but I use all of my disability to pay for the rent. And my grandson, he helps out. But when she gets a job, she's going to take care of business, but that's what I do right now. I use all of it to take care of the house.
Myra worked a long time. She knows it takes some drive. And she's been encouraging Fatima to get that training. She knows she needs it to actually join the workforce.
And I told her, just keep her head up. It's hard work, but you got to keep going. You got to keep going. I'm so very proud of my daughter. I really can't put it into words.
Fatima knows the expectations of her kids, the expectations of her mother, and the expectations she's put on herself, and meeting them will determine the future of the family.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous, but I'll be okay. I'm excited and nervous at the same time. It's kind of mixed emotion, I guess.
Tomorrow, we'll visit with Fatima again to see how that job search is going. With Michigan Watch, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.
Support for the Detroit Journalism Cooperative on Michigan Radio comes from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, Renaissance Journalism's Michigan Reporting Initiative, and the Ford Foundation.